Many families with 12-year-olds are beset with finicky eaters, and so is our commentator, Cy Montgomery. Although you might say her problem is of behemoth proportions.
I have an embarrassing and, you might say, oxymoronic dilemma. I have a picky pig. Meet Christopher Hogwood, named in honor of the famous conductor. 12 years ago, when I carried Christopher home from the piggery in a shoebox, he weighed 7 pounds. Today, he weighs 750 pounds, and a 750-pound pig eats as much as he can. Satisfying such an appetite is hard enough in normal times, but recently, Christopher's palate has gone particular. These days, he demands only the finest puff pastries, imported cheeses, and homemade pasta. It didn't used to be this way. Once, just like other pigs, Christopher Hogwood relished rotting pumpkins and green pepper innards. He would plunge with abandon into heaps of deliquescing produce, delighting equally in spoiling bananas, decaying broccoli stems, carrot peelings, and melon rinds. When visitors would ask, "Can we bring anything?" I'd say, "Sure, you're garbage." But that was before the ice storm of 1998. Much has been written about the destruction wrought on northern New England by that mighty tempest. It knocked the electricity out for days in my little town. And the melting contents of Hancock, New Hampshire's best-stocked refrigerators and freezers made their way towards his sty. Day after day, the bounty mounted. Sure, we still got banana peels and celery stalks, but now people were bringing melting pints of Ben and Jerry's ice cream, raspberries and syrup, brie and camembert wrapped in phyllo dough, entire lasagnas, sourly chocolate cakes, slabs of smoked fish, and tubs of creme fraiche. Soon, Christopher Hogwood was in hog heaven, and before long, he was literally spoiled rotten. He had more pig junk food than he could eat. He knew it, and now everybody in the barnyard knows it too. The chickens, who he used to chase away from his food with a grunt and a swipe of his tusks, now freely forage his bowl for food scraps, like mushroom stems, once relished, now disdained. Formerly cherished cabbage heads are now tossed to the dog like toy balls. And when friends and neighbors drop off a bucket of old leek tops or a bushel of overripe corn, we don't have the heart to tell them. It all goes straight to the compost heap now. Christopher Hogwood won't even look at corn husks anymore. These days, our picky pig prefers his corn buttered. So thank God for Fiddlehead's Cafe.
Slops pickup. Oh, great, bagels.
The gourmet eatery on Main Street saves their leftovers for Christopher, and I pick them up on their back porch. Daily, of course. It must be fresh. Lift the lid from one of their 5-gallon plastic slop buckets, and out wafts the scent of balsamic vinegar. Today, a homemade pasta salad with imported olives and cheeses, bathing in marinade, will grace our pig's plate. On Sunday afternoons, we get all the leftover pastries. Poppy seed and blueberry muffins, cinnamon rolls and lemon Danish. My husband and I go to weddings and receptions in town only to realize that our pig and we are eating off the same menu. Except for the pig, the presentation is slightly ajar. The spanakopita triangles are floating in the dip, and the strawberries are piled on top, perhaps capped with a stale bagel. But our picky porcine doesn't mind. He's made his desires known. We simply obey. And for that, he rewards us with the jolly and uplifting spectacle of behemoth greed satisfied. At least for now.
Oh my. Christopher Hogwood dines at his sty in Hancock, New Hampshire, where he lives with our commentator, Cy Montgomery, her husband, Howard, Tess the dog, and chickens that have no names.
This little piggy dug to be gone.
This piggy thought the walls divine.
But this little piggy was a hip little piggy, and he boogie-woogied all of the time. This little piggy was a hep little piggy, and he boogie woogie all of the time.
You're listening to NPR's Living on Earth.